may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Who bought me fucking balloons?
That weirdo dude, that shows up on the holidays.
Who?
Chuck.
Chuck. Who's Chuck?
Chuck, one man, one guitar, and he's sitting there with like seven
guitars.
Oh,
I know who Chuck is.
Fuck Chuck, it's only a book.
Well, nice gesture.
Yeah. Purple stars.
Are we on?
I believe so.
Chat.
Yes.
Oh. Radio BAM Series 41 Faction. I'm here with Chad from CKY. I'm having a one-on-one, and P-Duck's here, too.
How's that a one-on-one?
Or him chiming in.
Ching.
Chad.
Yes.
I've spent more money on what I just did than what I got.
What you got?
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Then what you got in return, what you earned?
Yeah.
Well, you spent your own money to invest to start, or you got paid and then spent it?
No, both.
You went on appearances.
Yes.
That's what I know.
I had one in Chicago, one in Detroit, one in Columbus. That's all I had to do.
And you get paid as you go?
Yeah, but I have a credit card.
Okay, so you're just spending money.
So
you're supposed to get it back.
I get to Chicago. David Lee Homo fucks it up once again. He says he's not going to drink anymore. He's going to make sure I get there on time. So what happens? He drinks too much, doesn't wake us up in time. We miss our flight. Now I have Carl from Detroit. He owns a jewelry store, a big-time jewelry store.
Right.
And he skipped his kid's baseball game to pick me up at the airport. Well, now I miss my flight. So he's sitting there waiting for me like a dipshit with his thumb up his ass, waiting for me to land. And my phone's dead, and so is David Lee Homo's. So he's waiting there, and I never show up. Now I say I'm landing at this hour, and then he gets me.
David?
And Carl. And then I make him keep his jewelry store open with three police officers because it's in a shady neighborhood for two extra hours.
Okay.
And I spend $10,000 there. Novak spends at least three.
Novak's spending money at a jewelry store.
Yeah, Novak.
Really?
So he bought his girlfriend a $3,000
jewelry store. Sell drugs.
So
joking. Come on, Novak.
So Novak buys his girlfriend a $3,000 ruby ring, and
she born in July.
I tell him that he thinks it's fucking $300. I show him the fucking price tag. I say it's $3,000, but all in all, Carl hooks me up big time, so he only charges me 20% of what it costs. He gives me the fucking price of what he gets it for.
So he says. I mean, I believe he does. You've been buying from him for a long time.
It's better than the ticket price.
I could spend $100,000
on TV. You did that, right? With the wedding ring.
Yeah, but we're like good ass friends, so he does that.
Yeah. Ass friends do.
And he missed the baseball game. He misses.
You know what?
Game.
If you're nice to me tonight, Chad,
ooh,
you get this.
What is it? You guys, man.
So you took a helicopter, trains, planes, automobiles, and a helicopter.
So,
and cabs.
So now I missed the flight, and now I have Carl holding the store open for me to go there. Take a helicopter for $2,500 from Chicago to Detroit. And that's the only thing that I made that night was $500 because the $2,500 went towards that.
Why did you take a helicopter there?
To prove a point. To
and
prove
late.
To prove
you could get there.
To prove that I could get there.
And David Lee Hummel couldn't. And no matter how you do it, but you should have been spending his money for that flight.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, where's his money?
Exactly.
Who's paying him?
He's home, fired.
Exactly.
So you took it, and he was gone, and he never showed back up on the tour ever?
No, I told him if he goes to this X-ray machine at this airport, I'm going to knock you out, and then I'm going to go to jail, and it's going to be very bad.
Did he think it was funny and all part of the thing?
He was trying to say, like, well, let me just go through the X-ray machine to make sure you get on the flight. If you go through this X-ray machine, I can handle shit myself. Yeah. You're an ass
man.
It
was already late. It was 12:30, this flight.
If you go through this, I beat you up.
That's what I told Vern.
I beat you up.
I told Vern that if he showed up at the airport in 2003.
So he never showed up. So I made him leave. Yeah. I go, you live in Chicago. You should be on a taxi cab right now.
So you fired him how many days into the tour?
Then I watched him get into a cab and I watched him leave.
He booked the tour.
Yeah.
You fired him on his tour. Did he get the money advanced to him?
Yeah.
No, he didn't. He got it advanced to this dude named Trevor.
Escrow account.
From escrow account, $17,000 that he never told me about. And now me and Trevor.
You're in touch with him.
Yeah. But this is the best part. He calls David Lee Hummel on his phone, and then David Lee Hummel goes, yo, Bam, Trevor's on the phone. He wants to talk to you. So I grab the phone. I say, Trevor, we need to cancel out all middlemen, okay? David Lee Hummel is the middleman.
Yeah.
So as soon as I hang up, he's like, great, I just lost my job. I'm like, yeah, damn phone. Well you did.
On his own phone.
You don't need a guy who isn't, like, responsible on the tour. You don't need another guy on the tour. You need a guy who's handling the tour.
Put that on your finger.
He's out there fucking getting drunk. It's a girl's ring.
You did my house up with Halloween and pumpkin.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's what my favorite festive holiday.
It's wild tonight.
Nice.
Mickey B's
you made you cooked Porsche. Pumpkin seeds.
It's Halloween.
And then you carved pumpkins. And I came home to Chad with three pumpkins carved, lit.
I saved you two to carve yourself.
Yeah, but do you know how cool it is to come home to a house like that rather than coming home to a house that's fucked up?
I hope that you would appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
I appreciate it big time.
Thanks. I really didn't know. I thought for
so therefore you get that.
Yeah, man. Thank you, dude.
Good job.
Do you know how cool it was, though, to get on a helicopter?
Yeah.
Anybody
it was super expensive, but
why don't you film this shit?
That's what
we were just saying that. The bar.
What? How hard is it?
If we film this whole fucking trip,
make it
do it on your phone.
If we film this whole trip, it would have been an epic episode. I'm friends with Nick Jonas, but Nick Jonas getting married is not anything cool to watch.
What happens to you on the road is hilarious. So get back, actually.
But that's what I'm watching on TV these days.
Yeah, well, you're missing it.
On the E
Why
channel.
Would you. You used to go with a video camera fucking to Acme, to anywhere. You used to have a video camera with you. You are sponsored by Contour Cameras. They're so small, you could film anywhere, and it looks great. Contour, send me one. And
then,
woo! Contour cameras film. You could be filming anything constantly. What is the problem? The batteries?
The problem is I need somebody like
you're busy. You don't want to be filming. That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to make sure that it's on.
Right.
I want you to make sure that it's on. I want you to strap it to my fucking head.
Yeah, okay. You need a tech guy.
Tech guy. I need two tech guys.
Dude. Pay me good. I'll totally tech out there, man. I love that shit.
Well, what's good?
I don't know.
See, that's a problem.
It's a tough job. I mean,
I want you to do these concerts. I'm doing a Fuckface Unstoppable tour.
I don't want you, like, throwing punches at me. Like, I'm
all right,
the tech
and there's
guy.
$6,000, so what do we throw around?
I don't know, dude. You don't talk about this on the radio.
Might as well.
Midas.
I want you to go.
Add some zeros
King
on there.
Midas. King Midas. Everything you touch turns to gold.
This guy.
Yeah, Zinger.
I'll show you the thing on the computer.
Well, show me the thing. Well,
you also have to delete hotels and getting there.
I get, dude, I've been on tour.
All right, so then you get it then.
I'm interested in the fact that you're on tour. I think it's really cool.
We were just on tour.
But well, you know that I'm a very experienced guy on a tour.
Right, that's what scares me.
I've tour managed many of our tours.
That's what scares me.
What scares you about it? That I know what's happening.
Because you know.
I know what you should be doing.
So if I'm doing anything shady, which I'm not, but
you,
maybe I'm just shady. Trying to make a few dollars.
Hey, dude.
You
make
a
fucking.
I'll show
a guy
you
like
numbers.
Me
I'm,
on the
I'm
tour.
I'm dying to.
The dollars will be in where the dollars be going.
And production wants to go, and he could go or he cannot go. It doesn't matter. But if he's there to support me, that might be cool.
Yeah.
I want Jess and Maddie and we're going to do the rock and roll part, back you up. I think it's going to be fun time.
Play this Fuckface Unstoppable song. I'm going on tour up in New Hampshire.
I don't know if it's going to work. Now you're adding CDs into the mix, dude. You can't play and burn.
Just let him do it.
You watch, man, and when I'm editing this crap, because you are not aware of what you're doing. This is, I don't want to do this on tour.
That's what I'm saying. Let's do it professionally.
I don't want to have, if production's out
I
there,
want
like,
lights, too. I'll spend more money on lights than what I'm making.
There's like three.
You're
going
to have to spend money on the rapper box.
Dead Mouse sells so much because lights. You have awesome fucking
I
lights.
I tell you guys that. I've been saying that for
If CKY had massive lights.
We thought about lights.
Lights on time when Chad goes with his guitar and then lights go. Play this song and production.
But I'm going to have to play guitar.
Let's play... I fucked your mom, and I'm going to sing along, and you sing along, too, and I want to see what you're going
to
do.
What am I going to have to do?
Chat. Play guitar.
I don't know if I can tour with production, though.
Well, that's us to talk about.
I don't know, man. You're making me crazy all the time.
That's the best part, isn't it?
I can't fucking handle it.
Are you old?
I am too
Why are you wheezing when you're talking?
This is how I am these days.
Oh, my God.
It's Halloween,
get
dude.
Get this dude a cough drop.
It's
but
Halloween.
Chad is good on stage. I need to have him there.
He is.
Well, it's one or the other.
It is one or the other? Is that the way it is?
It might be. I don't want it to end up that way.
Well, play the song and let's see what you... All right, production, let me see what you say. We're live right now.
What am I turning off here, Chad?
You do a verse in a song. I don't know why I would have... Like, it's another personality.
It's a... hold on. It's Novak.
Go and... I don't want
to... Yeah. Pause this background
fucking
music.
Diva.
Yo.
What are you talking about?
What? Say it again.
Diva.
All right, good.
Hey.
Bye.
What was that?
That was Novak. Play the song.
All right, I'm turning it down halfway.
Good luck.
Right,
it's not going to work,
put the music down.
I want to see what you say when I rap. And now I'm going to say what you say when I rap.
Okay, let production think it's going to work.
Oh, bitch can suck my kiss. Because I fucked his mom. All right, so we're live in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Yeah. Fuck your mom. Fuck your mom on the tight little backside. Straight up the ass. Yo, I saw me do it.
I saw him do it.
I saw me do it too. Fuck face unstoppable.
Yo, he did.
Oh, hell yeah.
Always like niggas skinny. But I got the job done and your mom had fun. I'll see it. I just cheers in your mom's face. Actually, in your bed at your place. Oh, you a man now? Well, I apologize. I don't use moms, I taste rise. Her big milk titties, I pasteurize. Then I put that bitch to sleep and sang her a lullaby. I'll sing.
You're not saying anything. You can hear me, right?
I can't hear you.
I hear you now. Is this what you're going to do on stage?
No, you're going to turn my microphone up louder. Why do I have to scream?
That's how you use a mic.
I can't hear myself. Jesus.
That's how you use a mic.
No, you don't. You turn it up.
I like the way, but we like every day. Bad boy, not so lying. Yes, I'm kicking, killing it. And when I beat the fucking beat, I hope you know I'm spilling it. On the floor, have my back against the wall. Lick her up, lick her up. Now I'm fucking with it all. Go, check it. I'm gonna have to fucking
mind. It's too much fun.
Productions, I need a magnum, condom size, in your mom's thighs, colonize, she gets half-ass head, lobotomize, get up in that ass, sodomize, Jurassic love soft on the basil.
Why you looking at me?
If you do it raw, dog, I'm hoping that your ass is clean. I ain't no boogeyman, she had a nasty dream, she does ATM. Without a cash machine, she gets crazy brain. She's a metal patient. She'll take any train.
All aboard.
I'm a man and I love the way she
work my balls. Yeah, I fuck your mom, but it's better than me jerking off.
Little too much fun she having. And she be calling me up because she caring 100 times a day, 1,000,000 times a week. And every time she takes my phone, I fucking hit delete.
Why don't you use it with the instrumental so you're not singing over people?
That's exactly what we would do. That's
yeah,
the
do
point.
It now, though.
That's
instrumental,
the point.
Do it now.
No, we did it at the Hobbit Hole.
Do
I don't
it now.
Have it here.
Do it now.
I don't have
it. I want to hear what you think you're doing. You're using the mic like.
Who?
If I turn just your mic on, you'll be like.
What are you talking about? If I'm doing backups.
You're not doing
why
shit.
Why am
you're
I going
mouthing.
To be. Are you smoking crack?
Oh, good God.
Goodness gracious.
I'm not going to educate you much more.
Hey, make sure these mics are on because nobody's walking in right now.
Walk it out.
Are they on? I can't battle you.
Are they on?
I know you wish you knew what I knew, but I...
Novak's on pills.
Too much more.
He's on major pills.
You can't say that. He's not on probation, though.
He's not on probation?
He's off probation. That's probably why he's on it.
Yeah.
Here he comes. You're Novak!
That's you know? That close.
No, it was a timing thing.
Hold on, so...
It really wasn't what I
So meant. After you went to the jewelry store and got all this jewelry...
Yeah.
What happened after that?
I lost half of it.
What, the jewelry?
Yeah.
So you spent 10 grand.
Yeah.
Or 20% of 10 grand, which would be...
I spent $2,000, and I think I spent 20 grand.
That means you only paid for 20% of
right.
it, then.
So...
Oh, well.
Sit down.
All right,
Novak's here. What is that? That's definitely not just Gatorade.
Hey, CJ. CJ in the house.
Do you know why I know that this is just Gatorade?
Lova.
Because you're on pills.
No, it's just Gatorade.
CJ. I want to talk to CJ.
Pull him up.
So, you took him to Baltimore.
Yeah.
What stops did you have?
The skate shop that the guys that do documentary.
Yeah.
And then to his mom's house.
And then that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Shit. We went like.
So where did the pill man show up?
Nowhere.
He's been like that.
Since we went to watch.
So you're saying he's on pills?
We went.
No, you just said he's been like that since I picked him up this morning.
Did you even see Apple yet?
No, she went to work.
Where's that ring that I bought you?
On my finger.
Let me see it. Why'd you take the price tag off?
I didn't.
No. The $4,000 one.
No. It was only $1,000 on there.
Dude, where is it?
I gave it back to Nikki last night when you won it. Remember you called?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Ask Nikki. Where's
you
Nikki?
Idiot.
Ask Nikki.
Did you sell it to someone?
Ask Nikki. Is she here?
Yeah, she's here.
Bring her down.
I will. Where is it?
Bring Nikki down.
What's Apple dressed like, Novak?
Where is that ring?
Bring Nikki down.
Where's that ring?
Bring Nikki down. I gave it to her. Well, you told me.
I'm going through your pockets.
Good.
I am. Stand up. You're going to be scared and mad. Oh, I feel a pill. Bam Bam feels a pill.
You know.
Cha-ching.
Still looking through his pockets.
Do you have a pick?
Yeah.
You don't even play guitar.
I know.
What's that for?
Why do you have a pick?
Huh?
Well, because he's wearing pants.
He looks like he plays guitar.
What are you doing with that pick?
It's because of the weird pants.
These are your pants.
Let me show your ass.
Oh, they're his pants.
Neither of you play guitar.
I don't need to play guitar.
I don't need to see your asshole.
Ew.
You don't have any pills.
I'm not on anything.
I'm so mad because I know that you are. I'm stealing your lighter.
Bring Nikki down here. You demand.
I put it at the strip club in your fucking pocket.
All right, bring Nikki down here. We can salvage in 2 seconds.
All right, fine.
Bring her down here right now.
Why'd you go to Baltimore?
To take the painting to my mother. To go.
What painting?
The John Hannifin painting for my mother.
Where was that?
Where was it?
Yeah.
At my house. Remember the one with the dog looking out the window?
So you went to your house?
No. At my house here.
Yeah, so you went to your house and then you went to Baltimore?
Yeah, I spent the night at my house last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now, can I have an apology?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Jesus Christ. So bring Nikki down here because that pain that she.
We'll get to the bottom of that in a minute.
Yeah, no, because I want to get to it now because you swear that one of these pills.
We're in the middle of talking about this helicopter ride and car. Oh, now I'm gonna get to the car. So now we're in Columbus, Ohio, and by the way, Mushroom had opened, or no, they closed, and those are cool-ass motherfuckers, and it was a good-ass show.
Yeah, Dunn's friends with them, right?
Yeah.
They're Ohio.
But I didn't realize how good that they were and how fun it was.
Yeah, I don't know much about them.
So I hosted it, and I knocked Novak out because he got a ticket pissing on the side of the road.
I think he's still knocked out.
And then Bam said stage dive. I've never stage dived in my life. I'm completely nude. He's like, dude, there's like a million people that'll catch you. I get completely naked, stage dive.
It's a sold out show. They're gonna catch you.
Did they catch me? You saw it.
Well, you're naked, so they probably dodged it.
They fucking ran away from me like I was AIDS.
Oh shit!
I went
That's
right.
That's some Gigi shit right there.
Exactly.
Dude.
I went right from the fucking top of the stage right to my hip. They all moved away like it was
AIDS. You should get paid extra for that.
Well, he gave me 60 extra bucks.
Yeah. That's a cool shit.
That was nice.
Plus, I gave you $1,000.
Yeah.
$1,160.
Still got it all.
Let me see. You can scare the audience away by just being yourself.
You have side pockets.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's where the pills are. Well, I can't wait to catch you.
Why would he tell you he had side pockets?
I know. Why would I tell you?
What's in there? Chad,
that's the
look
money.
In there.
It's money.
Chad, look in there.
He don't need to sell rings.
God. I wish Nikki would get down here.
You're so dumb.
He's got money.
Talking about pills.
Chad, I took him to a casino in Pittsburgh.
And I won.
He's got checks?
I took him today.
Money? Oh, serious check. What's serious paying him?
Yeah, more than way more. You.
That's not true. He's got tons of money.
Let me see it.
He's got checks written to him. He's a responsible dude. Receipts.
Thank you. I'm a fucking See, I'm getting my life on track. You know who wants to believe shit?
He's got it together.
I gave you that.
Yeah. And every fucking dollar is a
Where'd that five come from?
Change of some toll.
That's probably mine.
Toll it's all my
He's
money.
He's got more money
That's
in his pocket than I do.
That's probably mine.
No, it's toll money from change you gave me.
This is my five.
It's all my money.
No, there's $500 here. There's $125 there.
And then there should
be... You have $1,100 here, and this five is mine.
Yeah, it's from a 20 I broke for change.
This five is fucking mine.
And then I was so responsible, I gave CJ like 40 bucks
that
for five. Driving me down.
That,
all right, well,
specific.
All that I know is that I marked this five, and it's mine.
No, it's not. But
this
if you
$5
want
bill,
go ahead. You're so mad that you didn't catch me in a lie. Now
this $5 bill is mine.
Sure, it's yours. You're so mad that you didn't catch me in a lie, and now you're just going to take money
Look,
that's mine.
You have $1,100 here, you have $500 here, you have $125 here, and this five is fucking mine.
Well, sure, it's yours.
Yeah, it's his.
You can have five
He's
fucking
making it
dollars.
A joke, but, you know, you didn't find any pills,
that's
you
what,
found stuff
yeah,
that could buy
it's
pills.
It's because it's in his system.
Oh my God.
You didn't get that joke?
No, I still don't get it.
It was $5 that I was arguing about. Do you think I care about that?
I think you care the fact that you thought I had pills on me and you didn't, so now you just want to take something of mine that I worked
yeah,
for.
Yeah, $5.
Sure.
Do you know it's only $5?
Well, $5 is a lot to me.
Right, you want it back?
Yeah.
What happens when it gets...
Ripped in half.
Ripped
no
in half.
Shit. Yeah.
Call the tape company.
Right on. And then you still think I fuck out? You think I didn't give a ring back to Nikki last night?
She did not get that ring.
Please call her. If she call, okay. Listen, here's the bet. If she comes down and says I gave her that ring, can I have it back?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Hey, production, can you go get Nikki? Because I know you're real busy smoking weed.
Yeah.
Can you get Nikki?
Yeah, zinger.
Novak has some zingers sometimes.
Yeah, that was
no shit.
Hilarious. I like that.
Can you tell the story about this rental car that I had to get a cab away from?
Yeah, and then you leave your best friend that's on parole there to deal with it.
And what happened? Because I don't know.
Nothing, because that was nice. Nikki fucking started screaming. They were ready to lock her up. She didn't know how to act around police, dude.
Tell her that. Let's have her. You know what? Can you play that Shiny Toy Gun song?
Yeah, do something.
It's track one.
Not you, Chad, but fuck.
Well, we're trying.
I want to talk to Nikki.
That was the worst.
Because I told Nikki that you said that
what,
there was
track
no
one on what?
On their new album.
On what? iTunes? Yeah. I don't wear
on YouTube, I guess.
They don't list it as track one.
Well, Shiny Toy Guns.
Shiny Toy Guns, I don't know anything about them.
Well, type it in. I'll tell you.
I mean,
I remember.
We're live here.
Why do you have Hello Cleveland on your thing?
That's your thing. It's your computer on YouTube.
All right, there you go. Waiting Alone.
What? Nikki.
Oh, you're dead meat, Nikki.
Nikki, did I not give you that ring last night?
No, she's not. You're hot as fuck.
To give the band.
Now I can't be mad. I can't be mad at her anymore.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Chad, we're going out tonight. Nikki's looking like that. We're going out tonight.
Okay.
Halloween.
Let's get back to this ring that I'm about to win.
Nikki. What? Did you keep Novak's $4,000 ring?
Remember before I left, I gave you that ring.
I put it in his pocket. I remember this.
At the gas station.
Are you talking about the world?
No, yeah. The one. Remember when I gave it to the gas station?
It's a ruby.
I gave it to the gas station.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, I put it in your top pocket.
I gave
pocket,
it to the gas station. All right, where's that black bag? I watched you put
it
in
the black bag. I wasn't even at the gas station.
I watched you put it in that black bag. It's in the black bag. And you put it in the side pocket.
Novak, I put it in your top pocket.
Of the black bag. You put it in the side
pocket. Wait, that is a hoary ass outfit.
No, I want to get
done yet.
Hey, oh my goodness.
I
hope every girl is dressed as hoary as that.
All
that's
right.
Fucking excellent.
I'm going out.
We got your point. Remember
it's
that,
Halloween.
Hey, remember that big black bag? I said, Bam wants his ring back. Will you please give it to him when you see him? You put it in that side black pocket. That big black bag that you put in the side pocket.
Racist.
Racist. No,
it doesn't work, the mic.
Huh?
That is the last bag that I would actually put it in.
Remember, I...
It's in my purse.
The mic doesn't work.
He took your purse.
Get on that one.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Someone listen to me, because I know what I'm talking
that
about.
That one doesn't either.
I don't care. You lost a fucking $4,000
ring. I didn't fucking
production.
Lose it. All right, Nikki. Remember, he took... Here, you can talk on mine.
Production
no, because I need to talk to
production,
you.
Put the fucking mic, please.
Yeah, production.
I got the fucking earphones off.
Where's the mic?
Right there.
Right there. All he's doing is smoking weed. We're not missing much out of him. Okay. Remember he took your purse and ran off?
Yes.
Okay. And remember you were left at the gas station with your big black bag?
Unfortunately, yes.
And remember I handed you that and said Bam wants that ring back?
No.
Are you kidding me? Is your black bag still with you?
Go upstairs.
Am I allowed to go upstairs and get this black bag and bring it down?
If I'm there with you.
Well, will you walk up with me now?
No, I'm on the radio, you fuck.
Well, because the whole rest of the radio show, you're going to say I lost the ring.
I don't care if you lost the ring.
I didn't
it's
lose
your
the
problem.
Ring.
What ring are you talking about?
The $4,000 ruby.
In the big plastic bag. I said, Bam, what's
the
this
ruby?
Ring back?
I put it in his fucking top pocket.
And remember at the gas station before I left you?
Wait, hold on. I thought you left at the hotel.
No.
Oh, God.
That's the other one.
Remember before I left you at the gas station?
Remember you put the price tag on it? I made you leave it on there to show Apple that it's $4,000.
It was like $1,000 ring. No. Are you guys playing a game on me?
No, I'm not playing a game.
Okay, do you remember I said Bam wants this ring back?
I have the orange one. It's not.
It was in a big plastic.
That was
bag.
The one on your fucking finger.
No.
Hold on a second. You know what?
Idiot.
I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Why do you have it?
It
you
is the
bitch.
Orange one. Yes,
no, it's in a.
Go
big,
get it.
It's in a Ziploc bag.
Hi.
I'm back smoking weed.
See, either way, I don't care.
I care because I didn't lose
Maddie J's
it.
Here.
Happy Halloween.
Great to see you, Maddie J.
So have a nice smoke weed.
Novak's such an idiot.
Look
he lost a $4,000 ring.
Yeah,
I did that.
Lose this ring. I mean, it's
well,
such
we're
a...
going to find out right now. And you know what? I don't care because it was
I
for
care.
Your girlfriend.
I know. I care.
She's going to care.
The only thing that was for my girlfriend was the one with the three hearts.
Then you know what he does? I take him to a casino in Pittsburgh.
And I win.
Well, you did win.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter.
Of course not.
He kept picking up his chips when the thing was down, and you're not allowed to do that. So every time they would put the thing down, he would grab his chips and say, sir, you can't touch the chips until the thing is up.
Is he hungry?
No, it's a thing.
I hear
it's
curse.
And he kept doing it. And I go, you keep picking it up when the thing is down. Mm-hmm. Stop it. He goes, Bam, I'm only doing it because I go, I bet. He goes, I bet you $200 that I won't do it the
next
time.
Oh, what's this? What's that? He said I could have it.
All right, you're right.
No.
Now apologize.
I'm sorry.
God, I'm so sick of everyone thinking I'm fucking up.
Yeah.
Dude, you got it.
God, well, man.
Yeah, no. Bad.
How much is it worth? What's
I
what's
bet
the
you it says $1,000. $1,000. Not $4,000. He's fucking lying.
You
I looked
did
at the
it.
Price.
Back Cleveland.
I'm so sick of everyone thinking I'm fucking up, man. All right, now
damn,
let's
your
see the price.
Damn, your girlfriend's ass is out.
Cleveland. That's fine by me.
It's public now.
You can look, but you can't touch.
Cleveland. What do you know? $1,995, not
$4,000. All right, well, whatever it is.
I know what the fuck's going on, man.
Oh, it's,
yeah, Novak.
God, man.
It's on point.
Inflation.
Well, Novak, I'm sorry.
Sorry to be the morale downer, but I'm just sick of everyone thinking that I just fuck up.
Well, do you want this $5 bill?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, now it's a $2 bill. $1. 50 cents.
Now it's all 25 C's.
273.
Wait, I'm not done yet. Here's a lighter.
No, you don't burn American money.
You don't burn American money.
You don't burn American money. What are you, fucking high?
Nicky.
Yeah, I'm high.
Nicky. What are you burning American money for?
Grab Productions mic real quick.
You need it.
And
I'm fighting for it right now.
Grab it.
I got a rental car because there's no flights from Columbus to Philadelphia. So I had to rent a car, which was the biggest fucking problem in the world ever. Because my license was expired, but my license is real and it's not expired. I just grabbed the wrong one. I grabbed the old one. So then I got hers faxed by production. Got it, and then they go, well, she needs to have her credit card on the same... If the driver has to have the same credit card, I go, she don't have a credit card. I have a credit card.
I'm good.
So that didn't work. So then the fifth place that we tried did work. Then what do? I drive to fucking... From Columbus to Harrisburg. I decide to go to the strip club. Then we drank too much. And then
It was fun, though.
It was fun, but it wasn't fun when I... plowed over a fucking fire hydrant.
And it
popped a hole in the gas thing. So the gas was leaking and oil.
And Nikki, you were 2 seconds away. You gotta learn how to talk to the police, Nikki.
I was freaking out.
You need to learn how to talk to the cops. Novak said there was no logic in you.
There wasn't.
I was freaking out.
I got into a cab. I flee the fucking...
I'm a felon, you asshole.
Yeah, well, I would have got a DU fucking eye, so I left the scene.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm a felon, too.
Two felons.
I wasn't screaming.
Well, I was taking off all the attention off of you, so you're welcome.
No, you just can't
talk. Some celebrity left two felons on the side of the road.
When a cab came, I hopped in it.
If he would have stayed, he would have had a fucking driving while intoxicated.
This is not on video.
He did what he should have did. But, Nikki, you can't sit there and scream at the police.
Yeah, well, you know what? I was actually good after.
They don't care about after.
If you scream at the police, you're automatically wrong.
I wasn't screaming at the police.
You need to be calm and mellow.
I was running away from the cops.
Everyone knows that.
This is great.
I was walking away.
The new Three's Company, man. You gotta make a sitcom.
I don't want to talk to cops.
And then I have her screaming at me because I love the scene. Of course I love the scene.
That mic doesn't work, man.
I hit a fucking fire hydrant and I popped a hole in the goddamn gas can.
The police didn't even ask me my name or information because I was so nice. Nikki's screaming and cussing and wouldn't give him the cab's number.
What happened was she didn't call a cab. Someone called 911 and said there's gas leaking at a fucking gas station. So when the fire hydrant showed up, they go, where's the gas leaking? From my car. They go, it's not from the actual gas thing? I'm like, no, I didn't even get gas. I popped a hole in it because I ran over that thing.
They didn't even give you a citation. They weren't that mad.
Well, I flee the scene. I don't know what happened.
Shit. Well, I don't know. They were mad because Nikki was screaming at him.
Screaming at them. I was actually walking away from them, trying to call Bam.
You were screaming at everybody. You were screaming at me. You were screaming at everybody.
Well, I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
You talk nice with a calm tone.
Yeah, you're even talking loud now, thinking about it.
Yeah,
because I'm still pissed.
Yeah, right, you can't do that.
Well, learn how to talk normal.
With fangs.
With fangs.
Just with fangs.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to continue on getting ready because I'm not done yet.
Well, thank you for bringing that ring down because everyone thought I lost it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah.
Let's play hell. Yeah, man. You could have rescued me.
Look at that couple. What are you guys for Halloween? Happy Halloween.
Can you take that? Travis.
Yep.
Oh, you have to redeem yourself? Because we read your tweet.
Why, did he hear the episode?
Nobody wants to tweet about a pity party.
Travis Knight. Into his owl on Halloween.
I was stuck in Reading. Could you have got me today? Headset.
We're on right now?
Yeah. Yellow Wolf was there.
Put it on later.
I had to take a cab from Harris. No, I didn't take a cab. I paid somebody $200.
Who was that guy?
Because I crashed my rental car.
Who was that guy?
And I popped a hole into the gas tank. So all the gas leaked out. There's nothing I could do about
it. Who's that guy?
So I got a towed, and then when the police came and the fire trucks, I hopped into a cab and left Novak and Nikki. And I took a $200 cab to go see Yellow Wolf in Lancaster.
Was it a good show?
Then, when I woke up, I needed you to come and get me, but production said he was already on the way.
Today?
Today, Reading. Oh. No, Lancaster, sorry.
Was it a good show?
I thought his show was...
It was canceled, 12th. But we hung out anyway.
It's the 12th, right?
They changed it because of this hurricane.
Yeah, because I was going to get tickets for it.
What did you guys do?
You don't need tickets. You can just show up with me.
Yeah? All right, that's cool. So how you been?
Good.
Better than me, right?
Travis, I have a question for you, Travis.
Novak, I'm not talking to you.
Well, you...
Why not?
But I know who you are talking to. A million Twitter followers who do not want to listen to what you're saying.
Yeah, I know.
Why, are you mad at Novak?
Dude, this...
No, he broke up his girlfriend. And he wants to air out his dirty laundry. He'll tweet,
I haven't ate...
The love of my life is gone. What am I going to do?
I haven't ate for three days. I'm kind of old, but I'm kind of young, and I'm looking for new memories. Does anyone want to make them with me? Who wants to make memories with a fucking 40-year-old sad person?
Travis Knight?
I'm just asking.
No, I know. Listen, I listened to this show. I agree with everything you said. I really do. Because it's pathetic. It's just, I'd never been in that situation before.
You're a porn star. You fuck everyone.
Oh, this is the icing on the cake right here.
And then all of a sudden,
I'm going right back to where I was. I'm just...
Everybody. You fucked every hot girl in the world.
This is the icing.
And now all of a sudden, you care about one person?
This is the icing.
That's weird.
This is the icing on the cake.
But
why does love hurt so bad?
It's a really icing.
A 10-year-old might ask that question, but why a 40-year-old? We know
who fucks everybody, and that's a lot of girls that I wish that I did,
love,
like Belladonna.
Love hurts. We get that, but why? You should know that at 40.
Yeah. I wouldn't be tweeting.
Why does love hurt so bad?
Gotta admit it.
I know what you're saying. You guys are like busting my balls.
Well, let's go. Hey, I want to hear it.
They deserve to be busted.
You know what? I heard about your show that you want to do, and I think it's fucking brilliant because I would watch every living
second. Is that like Gigolos, though?
Porn star wanting to not find love. Yeah. Dude, I bet you if you went on a vacation to Bahamas and some hottest girl waved her ass at you, you'd totally fuck it.
Yes, you know I would.
So then, there's my point.
Yeah. So
I had said that he got bored with the
Travis,
fucking and
what,
love thing.
What
was
are
more
you doing different now? Like, what's your new claim of action?
Finding love.
Yeah, but in what way? Are you...
Yeah, but if he goes to the Bahamas alone and some girl waves her ass at her, he's definitely going to fuck it.
What are your tweets saying these days?
I'm trying to stay positive. Because, honestly, guys...
Can you read us your last tweet?
I don't even know what it is. I haven't tweeted in a while.
This is my last tweet.
No more pussy shit.
So, what's your deal now? All I want to do is make you happy. Because your last tweet.
Did you know we call installments and Travis's broken heart? That's our nickname.
Alright.
So now we need to change the nickname for something new and positive. What should it be?
I'm moving on. I realized that, you know, she was young. And you learn to love her, but you know it's not the...
Well,
right...
Well, she was 21. She doesn't even know what the bar is like. As soon as she goes into one, she can make, wow, this is fun. Maybe I don't want this.
And then she went on a business trip with... Is she a secretary?
No, she works in an office, though.
Okay, so she works for, this big boss man with a lot of money, probably, right?
Yeah, I guess
so. So you have this 21-year-old hot chick walking around. He really does not need his secretary to go away with him for a week.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you think they're doing?
Yeah. No, I'm not stupid, dude. I've been around.
Coming from a porn star, you know what they're doing. That's why he's sad.
I think, you know, when I look at the big picture...
You didn't find that shit.
It's like... I know that it was a bad relationship anyway. There was ups and downs and all that. I think just the way that it ended kind of, pissed me off. And it... You know...
Well, what about Gina?
Well, I still talk to Gina.
Is everything cool?
She's been hitting me up every day. We're not getting back together.
Why not?
Because I want to go out and do me now.
What if you had to do a movie with her?
Yeah,
would you do a movie again with her?
Gina's not doing a movie.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
What's me? I just want to go out and have fun and get my...
Are you having a midlife? It's a tough year, dude.
Definitely. Chad ever thought about it? He might be able to miss.
Chad started mountain biking and fucking doing archery contests.
Really? Not a contest, but yeah. Now, 40 years old.
What are you doing now, like, to find happiness?
Chad mountain bikes to his archery contest. Yeah.
I just want to start traveling. I'm working now. I just want to start traveling and just, like, doing me. When I say doing me, I want to go out. I want to meet new people. I really don't want a girlfriend, you know.
But if you found the right one, could you go to the Bahamas alone, and if some girl waves her ass at you, could you not fuck it?
Is that the show?
See, I don't know.
It could be the show.
Doing me. And he can't do nobody
see,
but
you
him.
You
he's
guys
a porn
know
star. And he could be fucking all these girls, and he's just doing me.
Because, dude, how many girls have you fucked? Think about it.
I don't
roundabout
know.
Number.
Like over 500? Yeah.
Yeah. 500 girls. And Belladonna's
how many,
one.
How many on film?
On film.
Probably
make a check too.
Maybe
400.
Did Gene ever get mad when you fucked a girl in the ass and she doesn't let you, and then you're doing it there and she's filming
it? It depended who it was.
Have you, you know? Really?
Yeah.
What was the maddest scene that you ever had to watch Gina do? The one that really made you?
Yeah,
mad?
Where you're like, she's really enjoying it and you're filming it.
What was the maddest?
The most fucked up scene that got to me with Gina was it was me, Jules Jordan, and this other dude. And Gina, those three guys on one. And the guy didn't know, the other dude didn't know it was my wife.
Yeah.
And so before the scene, he's up on her. He's like, yo, baby, like, you're so hot. I've been dying to work with you and shit.
Did you say anything about it?
Trying to kiss her neck and shit like that. And I'm like, it's one thing to fuck on film.
Did
but
you
like,
tell him at that point?
No,
like,
I didn't say anything. I just kept looking at her. And she's like.
What if I humped her? Would you be all mad?
No.
So what made you mad? The fact that he was rubbing on her, kissing her
neck?
Yeah,
because it's just that's something that we don't do.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But a lot of guys have to do that to kind of like get in.
Yeah, that, in the character.
Yeah, in the character.
So when he's banging her, like, was he giving her extra like extra bangs and extra looks?
He was just
you didn't
he
like?
Was very like lovey-dovey, trying to kiss her on the neck.
Did you ever like tell him at one point like, yo, man, that's my girl?
Enough.
Yeah, after.
And what do you say? What do you
because
say?
I didn't want to fuck up the scene.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because then he would mentally, I would have fucked him up.
Is it a good porn?
Up. Yeah, it was a good porn.
Do you have
Did
it
you
on
give
you?
It to me?
No, I don't. It's in my pocket.
Did you ever jerk off to it?
No, not to that scene.
I jerked off to you fucking. That's weird.
I know. Dude, what? I hate, because you fuck some hot-ass girls, and I'll be just getting ready to come, and all of a sudden your fucking minging voice comes on, and, oh, you
oh,
like
yeah,
that?
Baby, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck! I gotta hit skip 10 times and hope it ends up in a different spot, like with a different girl. Because you got a big dick, and all of a sudden first your dick comes in, and then you're bleeding.
He was stunt dick for you.
I know.
Because Novak was on too many pills, and he was getting a blowjob from this girl down on my ramp. Then it just cuts to Travis's big-ass dick coming on her face. And you can totally tell it's not. Yeah.
And he's such a professional at what he does. These two girls have been sucking
he goes,
my dick for like 45
out of way.
Minutes.
Yeah.
He pushed the two girls out of the way. He said, don't touch. He wouldn't let them touch his dick.
Yeah.
Within four pumps, squirt all over their face.
Four pumps.
I mean, they've been fucking jerk sucking me for 4 hours. Yeah. Nothing was happening.
That is a professional.
It was like trying to get blood. It was like trying to get blood from a rock.
But
dude.
You see Novak's tiny ass dick getting sucked, then it cuts to this big dick coming on their face.
Blood from a rock.
So now, are you and Kat done with officially?
Yeah, we're done.
Did she come get her shit out of your driveway?
Yeah. How do you know about that? Did
I know about
that?
A lot of shit.
I know you do.
So, and it was raining out too. Right?
Cleveland.
You know a lot of
I'll play your song
you know about
if you're
a lot of
give me a Budweiser.
Nah, she didn't even know about that.
Passion.
Somebody told me.
It's his passion. It's a Miller's Light.
So,
the whole thing, I wasn't trying to be a dick about all that. It was just the fact that
you just wanted, she
wanted her space, but wanted to keep all her clothes at my house. And then I wouldn't hear from her for 4 days, and then I hear she's out running
don't
around.
Don't date an astronaut. She went with space.
Yeah. So, why, I don't want to, she's not going to
What, are you an astronaut?
Me.
You need space?
A lot of people already think she used me. You know, but
do you think she used you?
See, I probably know her better than most people, and I don't want to think that. There's certain things that maybe, but she's young. You know, she's young. So
And she, well,
most sensitive
why
porn
do you think
star.
She used you? Because she didn't want you in porn.
The first time that they met, he goes, "Babe, I love you, but come with me because I have to bang out some girl."
No, I'm talking about Kat.
Yeah. Kat, he brought Kat to go fuck. He
scene.
Had to go fuck somebody.
Okay.
And he goes, "I'm gonna go fuck this girl real quick. Hang out."
Well, dude, that's what I did for a living. Like, she knew what I did for a living. Like, that's what's really fucked up. Like, I start to look back at all the shit that really, like, wow.
It's
she stripped me of who I was. Like, it's almost being in an abusive relationship. She stripped me of who
is
I was.
Is the first time you went through this?
Yeah, dude, because
really?
I never fucking cared.
That's how you ended up in porn. I mean, you really just didn't give a
dude,
fuck.
Dude, when I didn't care, everything seemed to work
but,
out.
But the thing
that's
was, me
it always
and,
works out.
The thing, me and Gina started having problems, and I was going out, and I was fucking different chicks and shit. And
you guys just didn't realize there was anything, but you didn't know what a problem was.
Well,
like, that's how you end up in the situation.
I did, but, like, me and Gina just...
I don't know.
We live... I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Never get
dude,
pissed off.
I'll tell you how to sum it up.
I want to get to the bottom of it. It's crazy.
Last night, we were at a concert the night. Like, are you a leader?
No, Savannah Strip Club. Most people go through that at 17
that.
Or something.
They're
you
like,
know what I mean? Like,
they're like, are you a leader or are you a follower?
Listen.
And I'm like...
Yeah, they go, raise your hand up if you're a leader, not a follower.
Yeah.
So now I was like, I ain't raising my hand. I'm definitely a follower.
Number
it's way
one,
easier.
A leader, there's way too much work involved. A follower, you just follow the leaders. The leader puts all the work in. The follower just enjoys the perks.
You can't really follow the wrong leader, though. Once you're a follower,
well,
you have to kind of be a leader to know who to follow.
You can't be a moron and just follow.
Well, you got to be a bit of a leader to know who to
tell
follow.
Tell that to the $2,000 in my pocket.
That'd be like following Cleveland around. What the fuck would I get out of that? A concert
see,
of Fenarios?
That's the leader in you. By the way, Cleveland is playing Fenarios Coffee Shop.
So if you want to drink coffee and hang out with 12-year-olds, follow Cleveland to Fenarios.
All right. 12-year-olds need music.
Where is it? Booked?
Cleveland isn't on mic. Sorry, Travis, man. I mean, you know, you go through it when you go through it, you know.
You know what it is? It's like for the... Well, I was in porn for 10-plus years.
Are you done?
Okay.
Done?
I was offered a movie in December.
Well, why don't you do it?
Do it.
I probably will.
Well, do it.
Why not?
Will it pay good money?
It's not really about the money, but I'll get paid decent money, but it's more just about that comeback.
And it's also
I haven't done it
come
like
back.
2 years.
And it's also more
the comeback.
It's also more about you not having to wake up at 5:30 and going
come
to fuck
back.
In the mall and doing hard ass labor work.
Yeah,
when
you
can simply wake up at 10,
yeah,
walk into
back.
Some hot ass bitch bent over fingering herself. I prefer that job than fucking slinging a hammer.
Yeah,
that was
who was the best fuck that you ever had?
best fuck I
on film.
See, I really
on film.
I enjoyed working like. I had a lot of fun working with Nikki Benz.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Me
because
too.
Because we just, we were like
she's
friends
the one with the tattoo on her back with the angel wings.
No. I don't think so.
Nikki Benz?
Big blonde, big tits.
Yeah.
What turns you on so much about this angel chick?
Well, we... What?
Her name was Angel, you said?
No, oh. Nikki Benz.
In all directions.
I'd have to say the most fun, the most sexual hardcore scene that I ever did and had enjoyed working with was Belladonna. I always enjoyed
I'm
her
jealous.
Because she is so...
We toured with
just,
her,
she is
nobody
just,
fucked her.
She's just into sex.
Well, yeah, no.
Like her husband was filming the movie.
She wanted to
he
with you,
man.
I wanted to, too.
Yeah.
He was filming the movie, and a lot of times when a husband, a couples are involved, you only fuck when the cameras are on. She would fuck me while the camera was off.
Wow.
And he didn't care, and I was
now
just kind of like, all right.
That shows that there's more to it than meets the eye.
Getting paid to fuck is the best thing ever.
Oh, fuck. The only thing better is getting paid to do drugs, in my eyes.
But does it make sense to you guys that...
Eyes. What kind of drugs are they?
Like, see, you guys haven't been there, so...
But problems become caused because of this.
The thing is, like...
You're filming your wife fuck, and then your wife films you fuck, and then all of a sudden there is going to be an argument down the road.
No, yeah, but it wasn't... That's not what
tell
happened.
That to her not living at your house.
What? That's not what happened with me and Gina.
What happened?
Just
everything was always cool.
What happened with me and Gina...
Let's get to the bottom of
it. We would set up shoots all the time. She used to say, you're fucking sick. You get off on me, get fucked by other guys. And I kind of did, but...
Fuck yeah.
She was like my best friend towards the end.
Yeah.
Not really my wife because it's hard to...
Yeah.
Like, you get jaded, okay?
I agree.
And after a while, it was kind of like... I opened up my stores and shit, and I wasn't going to L.A. as much, and I started fucking regular chicks. And I used to get off on that because these chicks would be like, whoa, you're too much for me. Like, I couldn't handle it.
Did she get mad that you got off on somebody fucking your girl?
Who?
Gina. Would she be like, you love the fact that your buddy's fucking
me? No. She just said, she always used to say, you know how she was. She always used to say, you're a sick fuck. You know what I mean? You know, I was just, I'd sit there and watch. I didn't give a fuck. It kind of turned me
sometimes
on. And then
yeah,
after she got fucked, we'd go back to the hotel or to the house, wherever we were at.
Novak made me bang out his girlfriend, and he loved every second.
Film another.
Remember that?
No, we wouldn't film. I just
fucked
off camera.
Thank you.
What makes you guys, made a lot of movies together, right?
Yeah.
What makes you decide to turn the camera on?
Good question. It's
good lighting?
It's different because, like, yeah, when you're doing porn, like, you guys, you see me shooting the porn, like, some of that shit is just, it's not.
It takes a lot of work?
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Okay.
It's so enjoyable.
But how about an amateur thing?
You still got to keep it open.
The thing was, that girl was willing to do, when you came over here, that you gave her $200 and she was willing to do anything and anything
because,
and everything.
Because she was a huge fan.
Suck his dick. Bend over here.
She was a huge porn fan.
And you're like, here's $200.
She just wanted to be in one of Gina's movies. So she would do whatever.
I felt bad for those girls. They were like 21-year-old college girls from nice areas. Drove nice cars. Had nice jobs. And for $200, they'll let the world see them be the biggest sluts in the world.
They probably would have done it for free.
You jacked off to it.
But, nah, because, dude, my... Because
you were in it.
Dude, for $200, did they not do a good job?
Oh, they went above and beyond the mean.
Yeah.
They
make me come.
They did. My question is, like you said, you and Gina became, like, best of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my ex, Mandy. We became, like, brother and sister. I would take a bullet for her. But now, if she walked out here and dropped a mic over there and started fingering herself, my dick wouldn't even think of getting hard. Now, did you guys still have that sexual attraction even though you became best friends?
I haven't seen Gina in a long time.
But
would you want to bang her out big time now?
When you were best friends?
Well, dude, you know what she looks like.
Yeah.
God as fuck.
Well, I know what Mandy looks like,
I prefer
too.
In a brunette, though.
Mandy was hot as shit, but when we became best friends, the sexual attraction was gone.
Well, I lived with Gina for, what? All close to a year, and I lived in a different room, and I was dating
Longer
Kat.
Longer than that.
And I was still dating. I was dating Kat.
Oh, yeah, at that point.
So Gina knew all about Kat, and we lived together.
How did that go?
It got awkward. I felt bad because I broke Gina's heart.
Yeah.
You know, I really did. I felt really bad. But me and Gina became, once she moved out, we became friends. The problem was Kat would always put Gina down, and she hated that I still talk to Gina, but what I always used to tell Kat is, like, Kat, listen to me. I'm with you now. Like, there's nothing. I'm not going back to her. Like, I'm with you. You have to accept that. And she just couldn't accept it.
Yeah.
You know, that was a huge problem.
Was Gina with someone else when you guys were sleeping in separate rooms?
Yeah.
Were you jealous of that, dude?
No.
Would he stay up in the room?
No. Kat never came to my house. Dude never came to my house.
So Gina would go to dude's house, and you would go to her house.
Yeah.
But didn't you get mad that when she came back, you knew she just got fucked and sucked every which way but Sunday?
No, because like you said, we became friends, and sexually, I wasn't attracted to her anymore.
That's what I'm saying. How can you
not be sexually attracted to Gina Lynn?
Because
you're not in my
that.
Shoes.
It gets,
yeah.
It gets past.
Well, let me put them on.
What size you wear?
But you know what I'm saying.
What size you wear? Let me put them the fuck on.
Can I borrow? Probably into regular girls.
She's
let
like,
Cleveland borrow.
You get bored of porn girls. Do you like find like regular girls like with like a dump of your ass or something? You like fucking that better now?
Porn girls is a standard, it's not the same because porn girls
ask his dick.
Porn girls you don't want to get in a relationship with. You just want to go out and have a good time and fuck them and their girlfriends and just
and they're all down. But if that's work, do you find like fucking
I'm talking
regular
about fucking,
dumpy
I'm
girls?
Talking about fucking them off camera.
Okay, yeah.
It's just fun. You know, but you gotta understand girls are girls and they have feelings too. When they're not on set, these porn girls are looking for love too. They get very.
It's true.
They all have mommy issues.
Oh, I get it, dude. I've dated strippers like a lot.
Yeah, it's just like a stripper, dude. It's like, you know, it's like
they want somebody to go home to that they're safe with.
They like their sugar daddy, but they're still looking for that guy.
Close to safe.
Yeah,
you know,
it's close to safe.
But they'll go right to the strip club and have their sugar daddy fucking exactly. give her a grand to fucking rub her pussy all over his dick.
Exactly.
Fucking no.
Listen, we're all fucked up one way or another.
You're right. We are all. Everyone at this table is so fucked up.
In that case, I'm playing Cleveland song.
Oh. Let me close my ears now.
All right. Look at this. She lights up. Nice.
Oh, is this that light-up thing you were talking about?
Yeah.
Don't touch her pussy.
Hey, what's that light-up from under there?
I'm calling Apple.
You guys meet my bodyguard, Chase?
Why do you need a bodyguard?
Why do you need a bodyguard?
What, are you that big time now?
Not yet, but I might be.
See, I like the motivation. I bet he could give me a dirt nap and a half a punch.
All right. Cleveland.
I don't want to try.
I gave a half a punch.
Poison Rain by Hello Cleveland. Radio Band.
That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.